Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton, ladies and gentlemen.
Leave on with this war wound like a crown.
From the Wayback Machines. One of the best
Jesus.
Song and singer. One of my favorites. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for sitting with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Nellie Kalp is our guest, our good friend, great Brand Choice member. She's the founder and CEO of CorpNet.com. Check it out, folks. You can. She has. It's an online portal where you can get legal and legal documentation, filing help for incorporating and all the other different legal things. I'm sure you got leases and all kinds of different things there, Nellie.
Everything from A to Z when it comes to starting your business, protecting your business, and keeping your businesses in compliance. Again, as Jim said, you can visit us online at www.corpnet.com, and we have live business experts standing by to assist you from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily.
So check that out, folks. Nellie, in the previous segment, we talked about whether it was time to change, take your sole proprietorship to an LLC, and maybe your LLC to a C corp. To at least revisit why you made that decision and see if that's the right decision for you now, because businesses change, circumstances change, your expectations of your customers change, and that requires you to do things differently. So just revisit that. But one of the things we haven't talked about much on this show before is it time for your small business to become a C corp, or as they call it, a regular corporation? Not that S corps are irregular, but it's a special class of corporation. C corp is a traditional, like IBM and Xerox are C corps. So, what would be the reason why someone would decide to make that shift? A small business would want to go from an S to a C, for example.
That's a great question, and I think that the timing of this topic is so perfect with respect to, you know, what's happening in, you know, our world today with the election results and everything that's gone on. So, you know, I want to first start with giving, again, a brief intro as to what the C Corporation is and who would want to become a C Corp and then who would want to become an S Corp. Generally speaking, a C Corporation is your regular, you know, for-profit corporation, which is the most formal type of entity structure out there. And generally speaking, it's for those business owners who, from the get-go, have a plan and an exit strategy for their company, whether they want to raise, you know, venture capital or they want to possibly, you know, get acquired. But there's some sort of plan. And with the C Corporation, you know, you have your directors, officers, and shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as taxes are concerned, you're getting taxed twice, once at the corporate level.
That's right.
And then when the corporation is, you know, reporting profits and paying out dividends to its shareholders, the shareholders are getting taxed once again. When the corporation pays it out.
In a C-Corp. Mm-hmm.
So that's where the whole concept topic of double taxation comes into play.
Which there's some reform talk about that on the horizon. We'll see how that
turns out
in the next year. So
but
go ahead.
That is your general definition of a C-Corporation, and that's where we get the idea of double taxation, because with C-Corps, you know, you get the asset protection, you get the liability protection, you get that added layer of privacy. You may be even, eligible for saving on more taxes. But the real big issue that, you know, small business owners struggle with is this whole idea of double taxation, because,
mm-hmm.
as I said before, you know, you're getting taxed once on the corporate level and then again once on the individual level when the corporation is paying out dividends to its shareholders.
But if you're wanting to grow your business, scale it, and you're wanting to use that those earnings, the company, the businesses is not big enough to pay you enough income to that you don't need the distributions, then you can use that money to grow the business. That creates a different tax scenario then, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that's why I think this topic is so relevant right now because, you know, with the current election results coming on board, even ourselves as small business owners, my husband is considering taking us from an S-Corp back to a C-Corp because
right.
we may be even eligible for more tax savings.
Right.
So that is why I'm so excited and that we're talking about this topic
right.
because for those small business who are S-Corporations and who are thinking about, you know, reinvesting the, you know, profits of the corporation back into the business, it may be time to revisit this issue and, you know, give up your S-Corporation.
Well, and the problem was for small businesses, if you've got a lot of profit this year, mm-hmm. that becomes unearned income, passive income to you personally. But a lot of that money may be, a lot of that profit may be tied up in inventory and receivables. You don't even have the cash for it.
You
can have a phantom
correct.
Income situation. So, folks, here's the thing. You probably won't take your S to a C, but you ought to check it out and see if it's time. Nellie, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. Nellie Akelp.
Thanks so much, Jim. You have a wonderful day, and happy holidays
you
to you and everybody out there.
Nellie Akelp, ladies and gentlemen, corpnet.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.